Good morning, church.
I know you're saying that that's the one person really needs to keep his thing on.
But if y'all work with me, I'm going to try my best to stay right up here. I won't sway. You know how I usually, I'm going to try to stay here in one spot. Again, truly, it is good to be here. It is really, really good to be here. One of the things that help amplify how good it is being in touch with reality. We all need to be in touch with reality. And I say that to bring up to this point. You know, Tony and I went down home, Willett, the famous Willett, North Carolina. We are truly famous now for a different reason. On our way home, we got a call that one of our friends, he used to ride my bus when I was driving the bus. He and his wife were sick with COVID-19. They say he caught it from his wife. He died Friday. And it's really and truly nothing like a shot of reality to get you where you need to be with life. You understand that? You know, it's one thing to hear it on TV and see it on the news or whatever, but when you live and read in it, it's something else. You understand that? It's something else. So it is good to be here, thankful to God, because some of them didn't make it this morning. Somebody didn't do it. Somebody's over here, and Lord knows, our time is coming. With that being said, one other thing. Listen to me. We were down home yesterday, and I was going to get an air conditioner out of one of the trailers on my farm. Oh, yeah, one trailer over there. Tony, bless her heart, you know, she, as sweet as she can be, she always keep me posted up on things. But anyway, I had been going in and out of this trailer, God knows how many times I turned the circuit breaker switch on to get stuff moved back. Well, ain't nobody living in it, you know, going inside. I went back to get some weed killer, and I was going to get some weed killer, and I said, well, let me open up and go get the killer. And I stepped up on the porch and got ready to turn the key, and two wasps come down and stung me on my shoulder. Now, listen, don't get me wrong. I'm not a wuss, but they caught me off guard that time. You understand what I mean? I wasn't ready. They caught me. I give them that. But being a paratrooper to my heart, you know it was on at that point, right? It was on at that point. So they got, and I got back off up there and looked up there, and there was a wasp nest that big. And the first thing I want to know is why y'all just not getting me as many times as I've been in there. And I told them that may be a fatal mistake. I went and got Tony up, and we went straight down to the local hardware and got one of those two of those 27-foot hot shot jobs. You hear me? Huh? The body count was high. I pulled my truck up, and I'm just saying this, I pulled my truck up, let it down enough to get my little hand out there with the air conditioner going and everything, and I laid it on him. I emptied that whole can on him, on that whole group there. You hear me? We got him. They won't sting nobody else. Just want you to know, that's how my stuff has been going. But it is good to be here. I know y'all didn't come for all that, but I know y'all be wondering what's going on in the world of Grady down there, but that's it. With that being said, again, good morning. It's good to be back. Lord knows I miss this like a hog needs slop. I really do. I miss this. I miss it. And I'm glad to be here back. Thanks to the leadership, it is especially imperative now that we have good leadership with what's going on. We can come in and get together as friends and Christians and anything, but again, reality keeps you facing forward. You need to make sure good friends are good and leadership is good. Thanks to my church family for allowing me another opportunity to come before you. Thanks, my wife and my family, for supporting me. My scriptures for this day, for my message today, will be coming from Proverbs 3, 1 through 10. Proverbs 3, 1 through 10. When you have it, say amen. My son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. And for length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the table of thine heart. So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man.
Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord, and depart from evil. It shall be health to thy navel, and marrow to thy bones. Honor the Lord with thy substance, and with first fruits of all thine increase. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine. So why are you reading that? As you always know, I'm inspired by things, and I'm a person that believes that the Bible is applicable. Right now. You know, in the United States Army, as a maintenance technician, we had one TM that was used on every class. I got specific books. A TM is a book, a technical manual, for all pieces of equipment, but there's one TM goes with them too. That's called a TM9-8000. That TM9-8000 has all the principles of automotive in it. You can go from changing a tire to rebuilding a turbine engine. It teaches every bit of it. It was written in 1956. They still use that today. The TM9-8000. Why is he telling me this? Here you go, senile again. No, listen. All life principles right here. Right here. It never changed. Exact same thing. Use it on every lesson you got. Everything that comes up. And the reason why I put it to you like that is because my lesson is, especially with what's going on now, who are you listening to? Who are you listening to? See, in these days and times right now, it seems that everybody got something to say. You say, Brady, why are you saying that? You know, you can't get around reality. I got a young man, daughter coming up, young man, and I get asked a lot now, especially now, with the rioting and everything going on, what is my stance and my position on everything? What you think about it? You know, we can not mention it, but it's still there. That's out there. This ain't a political sermon. This is a Christian sermon here. Listen to me now. We can sit here and act like it ain't there, but it's there. And it's life. And I'm here to tell you right now, if you're not in this, you're in trouble. If you're not in this, you're in trouble. Who are you listening to? You know, our kid, I was coming up, and you know, we would be out there in the yard talking and playing and cutting up, and a voice just come out of the house like thunder. What you say? Everybody. Eyes got that big, your pupil pinpointed, dilated, you know who was next. That was Marsha H. Stanford Jr. coming out. And when you were shaking and broke up and said what you said, where'd you get that from? The voice of authority, the voice of reasoning, the guide, the guardrail to get you back online. You can listen to that other mess if you want to. You can bring that mess up here, but he has something for you. He has something for you. He starts his thing off now. When you get your own stuff and get grown, that's how he started out. You can do what you want to. And his thing was, this piece right here is mine. This is what's going to happen right here. You say, Brady, what's all this about? Who are you listening to? You know, we got a lot going on. We talk about a lot of things. We talk about the right, the wrong, the good, the bad, love and hate. And everybody seems to think that there's an expert on it. Everybody seems to think they're expert. But with all that being said, as Christians, we have to make sure that what we're listening to and what we're taking and latching on is in line. It ain't about
Listen to me now. It ain't about money. It ain't about house. It ain't about status. It ain't about color. It ain't about whatever. Whatever you want to call it. It's right and wrong. Right and wrong. Who are you listening to? Now remember, Satan, he better than you. Satan demons running through here. They are theologians. They know the Bible. They know exactly how to cut that part in, what piece to slide to it, and know exactly. Here's the one you need to know. They know your weakness. They know what you're going to go for. Like I said, I got young men. I got to make sure that they don't get distracted. I got to make sure that you, listen to this, not a part of the problem, a part of the solution. That's what every Christian should be. A part of the solution. So, with that, as you see here in my sermon talks about, or what the reading comes up to, is listening to God. Listening to God. You hear all this other stuff out there, and according to the dictionary, listening is hearing something with great attention, trying to understand. Not just hearing, you're listening with, listening is paying attention with great attention. You're trying to understand. You're trying to understand. You couple that with the fact of a group out there and you get to saying some things, you're subject to influence somebody's ways. You can't stop that. We got something called freedom of speech here. That's why it's imperative we stay with this. So let me go home. Sometimes we get so wrapped up in what they're saying that we don't realize who is saying it and why they're saying it. We're just out there. Looking at it from a Christian perspective, you are no longer, when you get to hearing all this stuff, you're out there in the midst of this stuff, you are no longer looking at it from a Christian perspective. You know how somebody can use you now. Be careful. You are no longer concerned about another person's well-being. You are no longer thinking of love thy neighbor. You are no longer asking God for guidance. You are no longer listening to God. What do you mean? There is nothing happening now that ain't been happening under the sun from the beginning. He don't know what he's talking about. He's this medicine is bad again. No, listen to me now. There's nothing happening out that door that ain't been happening before now. Why you think your situation is so much different than somebody else's, I don't know. Why you think you have to take a certain stance on a position, I don't know. Why do you think that you, well, I know the Bible says this, but I'm right here on that because you know they've done it. Be careful. What you're listening to. Be careful. Be careful. Be careful. One thing I found out in my life. Everybody that seems to have a solution or whatever it was to fix was. Every single one of them that seems to say, well, this is what we need to do now. This is the thing to do that. Never did mention. Now, I didn't say they wasn't there, but I never heard any of them mention a quote from God or the Bible or the scripture with what they had with it. They selectively took parts out of it. And I'm not targeting a one individual. I'm saying if we all did this, if we all come to this, here's the thing that really gets to me, with the whole nine yards. You and I should have a commonality. Christianity. If you're saying you're a Christian, me and you should see a moral issue the same. Help me now. I'm slow. My fan belt slips on the pulley. I'm the first one to admit that. But it ain't off the pulley. It ain't off. It's on it. There's no way you and I could be knee-deep in God's love studying this like this here, right here, and me and you finna fight right there in the middle of the street. Something wrong. Something is wrong. We got all these outside entities in it. And you know, I teach my children, I say, listen, though, guys. When it comes to me teaching you life and right and wrong, if I'm telling you anything out of that Bible you find, you come to me and tell me. Trust me. I apologize and get it straight right now. Anything other than that, listen now, and I'm 62. Anything other than that can cause you problems down the road. And just in case you didn't know, let me help you with the watch that you got on your arm or wherever you got your clock at. The only time that's important to you right now is the here and now. Right now. Well, 2 weeks, I'm gonna let it cool down. Oh! You know something the rest of us don't know? Because tomorrow is not promised. Tomorrow is not promised. One more bad thing for you. You can't relive yesterday. Now, once you get this locked in your mind, once you get this locked down, the only recourse you and I got for sanity is Christianity. That's the only course we got. I'm going to have to love you like I love myself. This is it. This is the commonality. This is going to bring us together. Listening to all that, well, this is time, this is what you, it's been time for us to do in the Bible. Been time. This one ain't new. You think, man, you go to a baseball game and you say, oh, I know this pitcher. I done went to his game. I done played this guy 5 other times. And he get up there and throw you a straight ball, speed ball, come past you, 105 miles an hour, boom, you. See, I got something for him. You done trained for that. You get in the World Series, he come in there and throw a curve. Where'd that come from? Hold it. You weren't ready. He had something else. That's how Satan do. He changes the game for you. Here, we have to quit listening. You can hear it, but quit listening to all the distractions and distortions and start listening to God. That's what we got to do. It ain't new. It ain't a different tongue. It's the same thing. It's the exact same thing. I often ask myself, you know, if we are where we say we are, and he say he is like he is, and I say I'm like I am, why me and him walk out of the place and we mad, he won't want to speak and don't want to listen to each other? That ain't got nothing to do with what's out there in the street. That's where you are with God. That's where you are. So with that, what I decided, before you get tired of listening to me, let me introduce some ways to listen to God and know that God is here and ready, willing, and able to diffuse, straighten, relieve, heal, and mend whatever problem we got. If you couple that with the fact that you're not here forever, we can go ahead and walk this day. The children of Israel did. They had to get it together. Not a lot of them. Yeah, we lost a lot of them in the woods. We lost a lot of them out there. But they got it, though. They got it. And what we got to do is make sure we're listening to God also. In the lesson here, there's 3 key ways to listen and understand God. In the reading that we had here, teaching you to listen to God. Chapter 3, verse 1, My son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. Now, if you're doing that, just that part alone, listen to what he said. Forget not my law. If we're holding on to that, it's a little bit hard for me to get upset with you, Mac, and just don't want to speak to you no more. I'm just using it as an example. If we're doing this now, if we come in the door, we paid the money, we got our drink, if we're going to do the whole thing, let's do the whole thing. Let's listen to what he had to say. 3:2, chapter 3, verse 2. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. Benefit number one, if I just listen to God, he didn't say it might, he didn't say it should, he didn't say on every other third Sunday, he said it will add to your life. So all that hollering, scraping, screaming, and cussing at one another, how is that better than this? How is that better than what God got planned for us? 3:5, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thy own understanding. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Man, I hear so much stuff. Listen to me. Great, now this is what I got out of it. You need to be. Whoa. Now I got to follow what you got out of it? Your understanding out of it? We all cutting up. There ain't nobody getting along now. They hollering and cutting up. And this, you're going to tell me why we can't just do what the Bible say right here. What is it? What is it that's going on so big, so important, so great, so, you know, that it's going to set a tone that you have to be like this toward your fellow man? What's going to do that? And more still, as a Christian, what's going to do that and support your morality? It ain't God. It certainly ain't God. But listening to God. See, if you ain't in this, you never know that you ain't supposed to go with your understanding. You never know that. You think you done figured out. Yeah, I mean, we got them out there. You don't know. They done got it figured out how you can live long. You just do this. You know, I read on yesterday where somebody died. So many of them died from drinking hand sanitizer. They didn't have to have COVID-19 for me to know not to do that. Now, listen to me. We are on earth our own worst enemy. And the book is sitting here in front of us. You know, you look at it, you say, well, why some like this and some like that? You're trying to change seats. You're not in the God seat. That's not your position. You do what it says here. Just do what it says. Bear with me. I'm going to finish up. I know you're tired. I'm going to get on out of here. How to listen to God is through, another way to how to listen to God is through Jesus. Listen to me. The words of Jesus are the words of God. Matthew 17:5. While he spake, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them. And behold, a voice out of the cloud which said, this is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him. You out here hollering and screaming with your bandana and your sign and your whole nine yards. You can't hear him. I can't hear what's going on. There's a right way and a wrong way for everything. Everything is in season. Listen to me now. It is never right to do somebody wrong, treat them ugly, hold them down, oppress them. It ain't never right. That ain't, you can go get all the books you want. I don't care what's going on. It ain't going to never be right. It ain't going to never be right for you to go back and get a gun and come and shoot at him. It ain't never going to be right. We can sit here and play like this elephant don't exist. We can act crazy. We can sit here and act like the medicine expiration date is gone. But the truth of the matter is that elephant keep getting bigger because we keep ignoring it. You don't know he's still eating over there, do you? You look at it. Look at it. You know, it reminds me, you know, my daddy, he country man, he funny. I like, listen, my daddy had this, at that time they called them drag hog box. They put the hog on the box, in the box, and they hook it up to the horse, and they drag it off to wherever they're going to go to and kill it or do whatever it is. Daddy used the hog box for about 5 years. And it worked. Because most of the whole, you know, not in there. What we fail, and I say we because I'm his son, and I can't say nothing, but I'm riding with him, you know. The understand, the hogs are getting bigger. Man, we call ourselves going out there what we normally do is run the hog. It's time to kill hogs. You know, they tell you to take the note to school. It's going to only happen in the wintertime. That's when they kill hogs so they have a chance of not losing the meat and everything when they're out there. I didn't learn all that until after they done whooped me about 4 or 5 times. Anyway, what we would do was run the hog. It'd come up time and he sent the note out to the school. I ain't going to be in school tomorrow. We killing hogs. Okay. You know, and the teacher knew your parents. Got the hog box, me and Leon and Glenn, we got it lined up right there. You know, they got a little trap chute there in the fence so they can run him through. You get it, man? Huh? We ain't maintained nothing. Ain't kept up with nothing. Ain't fixed nothing. Ain't checked nothing. Boy, we got in there. We got to chase no siren. Run her up in there. Boy, she went right into the thing and come right out the other side. Yep. All that stuff on the front of that whole box was rotten. That pallet, everything. It took it right straight down. Kept going. Please understand, we didn't kill hogs that day. We had to chase that one back and get it back. My point is that you can't sit here and never look in there and expect this whole thing to work out for you. Listen to me. You got to do maintenance to your soul. You got to do maintenance to your Christian moral values. You got to do maintenance to your relationship with your brother. You can't just sit here and not know he's right there and not do anything. The pallet going to rotten on you, that mess is going to run out. It's going to get away from you. We all need to spend more time. The fruit, the joy, the gold, the life, the love here is your fellow man. It's not your car. It's not your whatever job or whatever you got. It's you, each other. This is where God is measuring that. Love thy neighbor as thyself. That's what he's saying. Hear ye him. Hear ye him. Listen to his son, Jesus. You know, it kills me that when we sit here, you know, we sit up in church on Sunday, and we do it. We got it knocked down. We just handle it for 2 hours or 3 hours or however long it is. And I just stand out, and I look at these things, and I say this to you because I like to use me as an example. You can call me, you know, you call me a dirt bag with a capital D. It don't matter. Greg? What you think about what's going on up in Charlotte? I need to make sure they understand. You know, I get it with my kids. You understand what you're listening to? He said, Dad, I ain't got time to mess around with that. I'm a family man. I got to get this other stuff straight. I'm all right now. You hear me? He got a wife and 2 children there. And you understand me? You got an issue of somebody discriminating against you, son. Let's go to the court and let's do what we need to do. Do this thing through the law and get it straight. We'll get that fixed so you can wake up tomorrow morning without worrying about all these reprisals that come from that mess. The same way if you are a person of the oppression, listen to me. Because you are in a position of authority and a job, God didn't put you there for you to sit there and misrepresent your place, your power, your authority. You're going to account for that. You're going to account for that. Just like he's going to account for plotting to get you back for it. It's going to happen. The easiest, safest, lovingest Christian way to do it is do it through this. You know, let's don't just put that there verbiage on it that says, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Don't make that hollow statement, number one, if you're a Christian. Don't do that. Listen to God. Listen to Jesus. Listen to what he said about your life. Focus yourself on you. Get yourself straight. You know, you ever wonder sometimes how some people look like they can go through this whole life and never get molested, never get messed with, or whatever the case may be. Don't you think God's aware of that? Don't you think he's aware of that? You get that stuff. You listen to that stuff. You come home. You got children. You got family members. You got friends. You got everybody watching you. And you sit there and you throw your mouth open and say something without thinking. The people that look up to you just bought that line. Remember what you're doing. Be sensitive to your neighbor. Listen to what God has to say. This is not your home. This is not your home. There's so many things out there that can influence us. And one thing I found out for certain, it didn't make a difference what color you was. There are cemeteries out there. They're dropping them off. None of them leaving out of that. None of them are leaving out of that. And tomorrow, without question, you can write this on your stone. Said you heard it here first. It's not promised. I can tell you that. Because Willa, little old small Willa, when she got the phone call, said Jerry Carr, he passed away from COVID-19. We knew Willa for a lot of things. But here it is right here up front and personal, you know, right in your face. And not that, not holy, don't get me wrong. I'm not telling you to put the fear of 40,000 wild grizzlies chasing you about the COVID-19. I'm telling you, God is real. You need to understand that. Listen to him. If he's in charge of the time, that's who you need to be dealing with. It's like any test you take, the teacher's in charge of the time. You need to pay attention to that one. You need to listen to that. And I bring this message to you because I want you to know, you're my family and I'm with you. This is where I'm at. This is where I'm at. And I like to make it clear, even when I was in the military, I want everybody to know where I stand. So when you come to me, don't come to me with some hidden foolishness in it. You know how we can do. If it can't be talked out loud, you probably shouldn't be saying. Huh? You don't have the cure to cancer. You don't have the cure to common cold. And you certainly can't disarm an atom bomb. So you obviously ain't got nothing that's pertinent. I just told my child that you need to live in a life of secrecy and pull some stunts and talk that mess over like that. That's not right. That's not right. That's not right. Tomorrow not promised. If I couldn't give in, concede to that stuff and fall dead today, they think that's the way it's supposed to go. Why? Because I said it's the image, the head of the household, and I'm the one that's setting the standard in the house, and I let him thinking something other than God is what's running this thing. That's wrong as two left shoes. Please forgive me. I didn't mean to get into that. I'm just telling you, with this sermon here, and I went back to, went to Proverbs. Proverbs, that's good wisdom. I can bring it to you like this. That's why I brought it to you like this. But this good will. Hear ye him. That's my son. I done told you. Hear my son telling you. And here's the word. This, notice he didn't say, this is the Bible, change, annex 2, supplement 1. Uh-uh. It's the same one. Principles of morality. Principles of morality. Love one another. Not superficial, deep. Live each day just like it's your last. If God was to come now, are you ready? Are you ready? I believe There's always room for improvement. I didn't get like this last night. But I am where I am, and I thank God for the understanding that I got. I go to this for mine. And if they come and took it all away tomorrow, I'll look right straight at my Father and say, thank you, Lord. I didn't have to have it. I did not have to have it. I love y'all. You're always welcome. And I believe I'm welcome at your place. I do. I really do. What we have to do is stop making religion one of those personal things that we talk about during the day and make it a way of life forever. Thank you so much. If there's some of you who have a need, don't believe that maybe you've been listening to the right thing or what you've been listening to kind of got you off track. If you believe somehow or another that your situation is so much different than everybody else's and that God's grace, mercy, and wisdom don't extend to you and you want to get it fixed, you need to change. You need to look at life differently. You need to listen to God's wisdom. Then we ask that you come now as we stand in